is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thursday, Jeff Bennett here with another installment of Protecting Your Wealth. 20th day of June. Something bothers me about that date. It rings. It's something jibes with me, and I don't know what it is. Who cares? I could have opened this program this morning with the song Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music, because that's what everything is doing today. Everything is climbing. It is absolute pure insanity out there. Dow Jones Industrial up 214 points at 26,718. S&P 500 up 23 points at 29,50. NASDAQ record today up almost 49 points at 8,036. Global Dow is up 22.5 at 307,680. I'll get to gold in a couple of minutes because it has been crazy. Oil, biggest one-day gain ever, or at least in this year, up $3.12 a barrel at $56.88. I've been watching our gas prices go down and down, and it's off a little bit. It's up 12 cents, down 67, whatever. All of a sudden, bang. We're back up to just shy of $57 a barrel. And, that's right, it's summertime. The rest of the kiddies will be graduating from eighth grade or whatever tonight, and it's time to go ahead and suck the Disneyland travelers out of their fuel money. Of course, if you go to Arizona or to California, it costs even more. Headlines today are crazy. An awful lot of nuts stuff going on. A couple of interesting headlines. Make sure you have these skills if you want to work from home. I'm going to take a look at that one later because that's what I do. And, I work from home. I refuse to pay the cost of renting out a building and separate electric bills and water bills and, the bills for the computer and the whole nine yards. Why bother? I am intentionally a one-man company. You deal with me, myself, and I. Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, Kettle Moraine Limited, parent company of Morgana Precious Metals. By the way, interesting question came up the other day. I had an amazingly interesting call after Tuesday's program. And I didn't get the guy's name while we were talking on the phone, even though I'd asked him for it. We talked for close to a half an hour. He had some questions about some silver issues and wanted to make sure he hadn't been taken at some point in time down the road. And he lives in Madison, Wisconsin. Well, I've got some history up there. We had some interesting conversations. And then he starts talking about where he was raised. And it's like, and he and I went to the same high school. We were a year apart. Far out, man. It was really an interesting conversation. Caught up with a lot of fun memories and stuff like that. So, Terry, if you're listening, yeah, I apologize. I've not responded to your email yet. The reason I bring this up is because some months ago we changed the name of our precious metals website from Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. Number one, it's very difficult to explain that on the air. People, how do you spell Kettle Moraine? Well, everybody never spells Moraine right. I just tell people, look, it's just like they talk in the ghetto. You know, they going to be Moraine tonight, except with an E on the end of it. And that sounds funny, but it's just a pain in the butt. So we changed it to Morgana Precious Metals. However, the email at the bottom of that site is still the gold at Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. You just go click on it, and it comes to me. I have not taken the time to change it yet, and I will get around to doing it. So that one little bit of stuff out of the way. let's see what else is going on. I mean, there is just a massive amount of stuff happening today. What are the metals doing? Well, I told you I'd give you the gold figures in a couple minutes. This is how insane it is. Right now, I'm over at one website, and they're showing gold up $44.50. $1,393.10. That means that since October of last year, gold is up over $200 an ounce. And I'm going to kid you here, folks. I'm not going to kid you. It is up over $100 an ounce since I rejoined RBN some months ago. You're screwing around, okay? That's what you're doing. You're screwing around. You're waiting. Either that or you have no interest, in which case you shouldn't even be listening to this program, okay? It's that simple. At 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time this morning, gold hit $1,382.40. As of 12:26 p.m. Eastern Time, we were up to $1,394.40. Where did I say we're at right now? Well, I know that that doesn't jive with the chart that I've got. If you go to Morgana Precious Metals right now, we've got a Kitco chart up at the top. It says spot gold is this and silver is this. The problem is they're out of date. They're not keeping that thing up fast enough, and I'll tell you why in just a second. Rhodium down $70 today at $2,980. Palladium off 18 at $1,466 an ounce. Platinum down $4. Who cares? At $806. That's $806. Silver up. Now, depends on who you're reading. I'll get to silver and gold in just a moment. Kitco says silver's up 30 cents. And gold's up $30. Now you run over to one of the other sites I look at, which has got an absolute time set. It's moment to moment. Silver up 46 cents at $15. I'm sorry, I'm not reading that right. Up 33 cents at $15.46. This is updating by the nanosecond. Gold up $32.34 at $1,390 as we speak. So you see, the figures are different. They jump around. There's nothing you can do. It's crazy. That's the closest I've seen the two of them. All right? So let's face it, folks. Gold is still on the move. And yet, we continue to know that when the markets open, and it did not come to pass today, remember, I posted this original heading on Morgana last night at 3 o'clock in the morning my time. I didn't get to bed till after 4, and that's pretty typical for me, that gold had hit $1,382.40 by 6 o'clock Eastern time this morning. Now, that's on the international market. But what happens in Hong Kong and what happens in London usually gets wiped out by the Wall Street bankers and investors come the next morning. In other words, there is a global value, but in America, it's called the screw the investors value, which is what they do. They want to force people into buying their stocks and their bonds and their T-bills and all this other nonsense. So we know that in time, day or so, I would expect that the Wall Street marketeers are going to manipulate the price of gold back downward. But eventually, this will pass as the reality of what's going on around the globe sets in, and gold will explode. It will explode. By 6:06 a.m. this morning, almost 6 hours later, gold at that point had surged nearly 3% to $1,385 an ounce after the Fed turned dovish. You see, gold gains in dollars have taken it to the highest level since March of 2014. Short covering by futures market participants is a primary factor in the sharp gains overnight. Large hedge funds globally are going long gold due to the increasing worries about the U.S. and the global economies. So we are beginning to see a new sense of urgency from investors in recent days. But keep in mind, when I use the term investors, coming from an article that's posted on Zero Hedge right now, we think about investors, paper gold buyers, gold and silver buyers. there's the investment in security, the investment in peace of mind. That's a different kind of investor. But we are still seeing that sense of urgency in recent days, an increase in safe haven buying due to concerns about the geopolitical and economic outlook. That article is posted right now at Morgana. A couple of other interesting pieces we post. One's a little bit satirical, but it is, and Carol, if you're up there listening today, over on Morgana Precious Metals, we have a headline called Cryptomania. It's a piece that Ben Garrison did, I think published yesterday, maybe the day before. He says, Bitcoin is making new highs for the year, and it inspired me to draw this cartoon. Now, on the cartoon is the headline Cryptomania, new additions. There's the Facebook crypto coin, Little Big Brother, social credit. There's the Bernie Sanders, the commie coin, you know, where it says pay me back in taxes. There's the Joe Biden crypto coin, Bit Biden, sniff, 1 cent, spelled S-C-E-N-T. Of course, then there's the millennial money, which has just got somebody screaming with their fist clenched. There's the fake coin, Trust Our Lies. That's the CNN crypto coin. Let me see. We've got the Pelosi peso crypto coin, open borders. There's the Rhino coin, which is all talk, no action. There is the Pete's butt coin, legal and tender. Ben, that's almost the best. My favorite one is the Hillary crypto coin that says pay for play. It's not called a Bitcoin, it's called a bitch coin. Garrison says that Zuckerberg is going to roll out a Facebook cryptocurrency based on a reliable blockchain called Libra, suggesting scales of justice. It will be his justice, of course. Visa and PayPal are already backing it, and to me that raises even more red flags. Garrison says, come on, this thing's opening up slower than molasses. He says, I think it'll be used to advance a social credit system like the one currently being used in China. While Libra is supposed to help make purchases on select sites, it'll also inevitably be used to regulate behavior. Positive posts on Facebook might be rewarded, while perceived negative ones will cost users. In this manner, they hope to control online behavior through the use of their cryptocurrency. The rest of the coins in my cartoons are meant as humor, of course, but Zuckerberg's crypto is no joke. It's scary because it's not just about convenience, it's mostly about control. The authoritarian control freaks, including Zuckerberg, are already fabulously wealthy, but they cannot fully control Bitcoin. Their solution is to come up with their own cryptocurrencies, and once they get the public hooked on them, they'll be able to penalize or turn off accounts as they see fit. This is why going cashless is a bad idea. It is also why it's a good idea to have real money, gold and silver, hidden but handy. They can't turn off gold, Garrison concludes. Some things to think about. So sometimes maybe you need guidance based on a cartoon writer. Some of the other headlines, and of course I've got to come up with some really off the wall images. These are the headlines for today, although interestingly enough, I published them the night before last, ahead of scale. Maybe it was last night. I don't know. Bada boom, bada bing. Fed fuels the fire. I cannot think of many organizations or people that can convey a 180-degree pivot by the use of a single word, except for the Federal Reserve and its chairman, Jerome Powell, who looks like they dug him up out of the ground anyway. When we looked at the CME's FedWatch tool a day or so ago, it produced less than a 20% probability that the Federal Reserve would announce and implement a rate cut, which is what happened on that day. Of course, I got the bada boom, bada bing. I got to put a picture of Tony Soprano up there. But here's an interesting one. When I got out of Vietnam, I got out with the idea that I was going to do what so many of the other guys I was in with. And I got out of Vietnam and the Army 24 hours apart, roughly. And everybody said, man, when I get home and I get out, I'm not going to work for blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go on welfare and food stamps and unemployment, everything I can get. And, of course, I got out and she said, sure, what the hell, why not? So within a couple of days of getting home, I had to go down to Evanston, Illinois, to apply for unemployment. And I go in there and I talk with the person and they give me the parameters. You got to come back once a week to pick up your check. And in order to get that check, you've got to prove to us that you were out on at least 3 interviews during that time period. Fine, no sweat. So I filled the stuff out. I came back. I got the 3 interviews I've done. And I'm standing in line behind a whole bunch of people that are more than able to work. This is 1970, people. January of 1970. They got suits on. They got overcoats, nice camel hair coats and hats. And it's unbelievable. I never did make it to the front of the line. I got ticked off, turned around, walked out, within 3 days had a job. And it was a job that I really, they hired me to be a draftsman. And it had to do with the concrete form business. And Gateway Erectors was the name of the company out of Chicago. They were located basically on the south side, but this was the Northbrook, Illinois operation down off of Dundee Road near Skokie Boulevard. And see, I'm getting to you, aren't I? He knows who I'm talking to. So the guy, and it's cold, man. It snows on the ground, and I'm driving the car in there to go meet this guy, etc., who's got the ad placed. And I don't remember if I got the ad out of the paper or if I got it off an employment agency in our community. But I went down there to meet with him, and you know, he's got his coat on in the office, and he's got this beautiful dog with him, and he and one other guy or 2 other guys are in the office. They're doing their drafting work. He's interviewing me. And he said, you know, I like the sound of what you've been doing. I'm going to hire you. I said, okay, stipulation. Yes, I've got drafting experience. Not only did I take it in high school, but I also grew up in it. My grandfather was an architect and a designer of furniture and lampware and buildings, et cetera, et cetera. I said, but here's what I'd like to do. I want to spend 2 months working in the yard before we start the drafting, if you can do that, so that I have a full understanding of exactly every piece of equipment and material and the breakers and all the stuff we're working with, so that I fully understand what's going on. This, he said, man, that is great. So that's what we started out doing. Problem is, he got transferred down to the South Side office. And the guy that took over as manager was completely unaware of that. He goes out and hires another young guy to do it. So I stay working the yard. I don't care. I was making decent money doing it and met a lot of great guys. Met the truckers that were picking up the loads, hauling it off to the restoration and the redo and the additions of McCormick Place in Chicago. But during this time period, there was a major trucking strike in this country. And goods were slowed up, man. They weren't getting delivered any time. That didn't affect our people. But we're talking about the national guys that went, you know, border to border in the whole 9 yards. So I looked at this headline when I saw it the other day, and it hit me right away. The headline says they're calling it a bloodbath for the $800 billion trucking industry as the U.S. economy collapses. The U.S. trucking industry has not experienced a downturn of this magnitude since the last financial crisis, which is one of the clearest signs yet the U.S. economy is steamrolling into a severe economic downturn. Now, I'm not going to expound on that. If you care, you want to have a better understanding of exactly what's going on. I don't write this stuff. You think I get on the air just to do a marketing ploy? Hey, I don't deny. I'm a precious metals broker. I provide silver, gold, peace of mind, security, etc., etc. I'm giving you the headlines of what's going on in this nation and around the world. And if they don't get to you, and you don't understand it, then good luck with you and your family. You know, you'll be, excuse me, but pooping in the streets of L.A. and San Francisco before it's over if you don't take some necessary steps to do what you have to do to protect your family. Another headline, 8 reasons a huge gold meanie is about to begin. A lot of times I see these kind of headlines and I say, yeah, here we go, another guy who's trying to peddle a newsletter. Last time, the author begins, the international monetary system experienced a paradigm shift of this magnitude was in 1971. Listen to this. Then the dollar price of gold skyrocketed over 2,300%. It shot from $35 an ounce to a high of $850 an ounce by 1980. Any of these catalysts alone would be great news for gold, but the fact that they're all converging at the same time means an epic gold bull market is on the menu for 2019. 2019 is just about half over, my friends. Given some unusual things, now, I've shared this with you over the last couple of weeks. Gold and silver don't typically get into an up cycle during the summer months. By May, by late April into May, the metals over the last few years have pretty much seen their growth and they start falling and settling down. But that's not been happening. It's not been happening. So where is it going to go? Is it going to continue its upward cycle? Once again, right now, right this minute, at Market Watch, they're showing gold up $45.30 on the day. That's 3.36% just today alone. It's currently just shy of $1,395 an ounce. Where was it the other day? I'm on the air putting out a decent package for 1 ounce gold American Eagles. Get this. Not one person, not one single listener called. Nothing. And gold is up how much since then? 50 some odd dollars? I don't even know. What do we have? Bingo, bingo, bingo. Daddy didn't make a note. Did not even make a note. Oh, you know what? I can figure it out. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to take the time. If you don't get it now, you never will. It indicates one of two things. Either the listeners of this program have nothing to protect, or they've already bought all the gold and silver in the world that they could possibly handle, and they bought it elsewhere, which creates no support of RBN. Or you people tune into this program just to get entertained. Yeah. Gentleman called the other day, the guy who he and I went to the same high school. He graduated the year before I was scheduled to graduate, which means we were still at that school for 2 or 3 years together, same time. Didn't know each other. Yeah, I might have dated his sister. What the heck? I was always dating the older girls anyway. As a freshman, the freshman girls were too immature. As a freshman in high school, I was dating a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, all during the same year. When I say dating, we'd go for dinner, you know, go to whatever passed for McDonald's back then. We had McDonald's. We didn't go to those places. You know, go to Hackney's down in Glenview. Great burgers, the most phenomenal French fried onion rings you could ever have. Remember those? Yeah, Hackney's. Great stuff. My God. $44.90 up on the day. People, this is unbelievable. So, worst comes to worst, you could have saved yourself $50 or more by buying those gold coins just a couple of days ago. I've got a few left on the shelf. I deliver them right from here. They're not coming from our supplier. I've got people that have purchased both some gold and some silver, and they've actually gotten the gold before the silver. Why? Because I'm shipping it from here. The silver's coming from one of our other suppliers. Silver, $1,544, almost $1,545 right now. Gold has been in an absolute upward trend all day. There's been exactly one dip. It just keeps going up and up and up. Yeah, let's see where it was this morning. It started the day at $1,343, according to one chart I'm looking at. Currently at $1,390, roughly. What did silver do in that same time period? Let's take a look and see. Okay, let's go by the day. Now, silver has had a more interesting run. Silver started at Silver started at 1502, is currently at 1544. Not a bad day. Lots more ups and downs. That's to be expected with silver. Crazy, crazy stuff going on. Some of the other headlines we finish out with. Can Western central banks continue capping gold at 1350? Well, they ain't done it today. Oh, this is a cute one. California voters are not happy with the free medical for illegals. And either California or some other state has now gone ahead and approved driver's licenses for all illegals. Headline, compelling reasons for a major gold bull market are coalescing fast. Gold looks ready to bounce on dovish Fed policies. And here's one of the main reasons for gold. Prepare for cost increases. Americans have been warned that prices are going to jump up. Now, it'll affect gold and silver, but we're not talking about gold and silver when we talk about prices jumping. We're talking about Chinese goods, Vietnamese goods, South American goods, apparel, footwear, toys. Americans have already been footing the bill for this ridiculous war on the free market. It looks like it's going to get worse if the government has anything to say about it. A lot of reasons for all this, people. An awful lot of reasons. So I ask you the question, as I do every day. Have you got physical gold and silver close at hand? If you don't, let's do something about it. You can call us after the program, 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214. Have I got something special I put together for you today? No, I haven't. The special is you. The special is, what is it you would like to do? What are you trying to do? What can you afford to do? You call me. We'll talk. We'll see what your goals are. We'll put a package together that fits your needs and the needs of your family. Is it going to be all silver? Is it going to be all gold? Is it going to be a mix? Maybe you've only got $400, $500, $600. Don't let that stop you. You call me. I'll work with you. I've never had a minimum in that respect. If all you can afford is a roll of silver, I will take care of you. And part of that resources goes back to RBN to continue what RBN stands for, what they're trying to do. 602-799-8214. There's a different phone number on the website. Oops, I screwed that one up. How the hell did I do that? I got to go in and fix it. There's a 623 number also on the website. You know what? It's okay. It'll forward to the 602 number anyway. So call either number. You will reach me. You may have to leave a message. That happened the other day when I was on the phone with Terry. Another call came in. I just let it roll off. Of course, I also recognize that one as a robocall. Go to break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. Special piece of music coming back.
It's a growing business of some people in the street who do not have a job for nothing. The bottom falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks. You can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mother told me, before she passed away, said, darling, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, 'cause there'll be hard times, hard times. Who knows better than I? Well, I soon found out.
Oh, little Melody Gardot.
Hard time. Sell my clothes just to pay the rent.
People don't get it.
Talking about hard times.
We're going to be facing it. I happen to be a huge fan of Melody Gardot. Quite an interesting story. She's been through her hard times. At the age of 19, she was riding her bicycle, and a guy in a Jeep ran a red light and hit her. Broke her pelvis with two fractures. Damaged her leg, her foot. Nobody thought she'd live. Music lover, doctor guided her as part of her therapy to listen to music. She couldn't speak. Long-term, short-term memory was not particularly good either. And so she began to listen to a lot of music, and she'd begin to hum, and she'd begin to memorize things in that fashion. And in time, she began to write music. She began to sing. She's got a marvelous voice. She's got a tremendous sense of a lot of interesting things. She'll spend the rest of her life with a cane. Pretty hot-looking babe. Finally got married, which I just found out this morning. All the years I've known her, she's only put out 4 or 5 albums. And rarely does she ever do anyone else's songs. It's all her own stuff. Yeah, she's got a great voice. When you get home, get into it, and start looking into some of her stuff. It's amazing. A lot of her music was based on personal experience, not only with her recovery. She's done a couple of... she's in you know the song La Vie en Rose, which was made famous by Edith Piaf. She's done a kind of a jazzy version, and it's got a story to it. But she also did an advertisement for one of the great jewelers of the world, and I've got it. I don't think it's on YouTube anymore, but I got it and saved it. And in effect, made it my own, per se, so they can't take it away from me. I won't air it, but it's hot. It's hot. I just had a call from John Statmiller during the break today. And I said, what are you calling me while I'm on the air? He says, oh, are you on the air? I said, yeah, I'm on the air. Don't you listen to your own network? As if I don't know the answer to that. He asked me if I'd fill in for him tonight. So I will be here for 2 hours doing John's show today. And some of what you're hearing now, if you happen to tune in later, you may hear me repeat. Because there's too much going on. Way too much going on. And that's going to upset my granddaughter. She and I are supposed to go out tonight. We still may. You know, my eldest granddaughter. And haven't told her where. We're going to a blues jam tonight. And we'll get it done. Fortunately, I'm 2 hours before you guys are, and we'll be able to get out here and do our thing. So, by the way, Princess Julie, what time does John's program start? I forgot. 6 p.m. Central? Yeah, see, I'm not out of shape. Good, good, good. Interesting column I came across shortly before going on the air. The title alone tells us much. That our economic systems have been destroyed by our central bankers. Now, we could stretch that out a little bit, because our central bankers are, in effect, being controlled by Wall Street. Or is it the other way around? The importance ascribed to the comments that came out of Federal Chair Jay Powell's comments the other day, yesterday, only means that we have gotten so far removed from what capitalism and free markets are supposed to be about that it's completely pathetic. Powell's comments mean something for rich socialists, but nothing for you and I, the man and woman on the street. Or rather, they mean that the man on the street will get screwed worse for much longer. Oh, my friends, it's not just the Fed. All central banks have it, and they do it. They play around with rates and definitions and semantics until the cows can never come home again. And they've got such levels of control over their respective societies and economies that the mere use of the word markets should result in loud and unending ridicule. There are no markets, my friends, because there's no price discovery. The Fed and the ECB and the BOJ, they got it all covered. The downside risks, that is. But you see, it doesn't, because the people who pretend that they're in those markets hang on central banks every word for their meal ticket. Oh, these are the same people we once knew as traders and investors. Now, traders is T-R-A-D-E-R-S, but I think we can call them traitors. Because today, these people function only as rich socialists sucking the Fed's tits for ever more mother's milk. Our economic systems have been destroyed by our central bankers, my friends. Oh, they pretend that they're saving them. And we all eat it up, hook, line, and sinker. Because the rich banksters and their media have no reasons to counter the Fed or ECB actions and wordplays, and because anyone who's not a rich banker or investor is kept by the media from understanding those reasons. Kept by the media. As if they don't cover just about everything else. The politics, the pros, the cons, the polls, the whole nine yards. Don't pay attention to polls. They're a joke. Polls are always written to come to a particular conclusion. They already know the conclusion they're wanting. And so they only question certain types of people when they're doing those polls. Or they only accept a certain percentage of one side of an issue or another. Oh, the media controls the news. The same way the banksters and Wall Street control every bit of the economics. What the Fed and the ECB have done, along with the BOJ, between Greenspan, Bernanke, Yellen, and now Powell, and Draghi and Kuroda, they've made it all impossible for economies to let zombies go to die as they should. No, they've instead kept those zombies and the banks and the corpse alive to the point where they are today a very big live threat to those economies and growing. Good example is the Deutsche Bank. I've shared with you my story of the Deutsche Bank. When I began looking to... In fact, I was helping my son and then pseudo daughter-in-law look for a house, and we started looking at short sales and foreclosures, and about 98% of those short sales and foreclosures, the mortgage had been sold to the Deutsche Bank. Yeah. How healthy do you think your economy can be if all the wealthy people are focused on whether Powell uses the word patient or not in his notes? Why would a vibrant company or entrepreneur give a flying damn about whether he does or does not use a certain word? There is no reason. But then you see, we've sat back and let our central banks take over. Oh, and that's what they did. It'd be pretty hard to take back that power. But if we are going to survive, we're going to have to. Because central banks, while pretending to guard over the entire economy, in fact, only protect the interest of themselves, the commercial banks, the rich investors. And then they've got the cojones to sit back and tell you that it's the same difference. Oh, there's a case to be made that Paul Volcker was right when he raised U.S. interest rates in the 1980s, but after Volcker, it's only been one big power and money grab for Wall Street. starting with Uncle Alan Greenspan and the housing bubble that he blew. The Oracle, my assets. Of course, Japan is only just beginning to assess the damage that Kuroda and Abenomics had done. That's at a point where both those men were still in power and hell-bent on doing more of the same. Something all central banks have in common. There's very few tools in their boxes, just lots of fools. And so they just repeat and repeat even as they fail. And that failure, by the way, is inevitable. The Bank of Japan by now owns half the country. They just want to do more. And Kuroda's plan to get rid of deflation was to force the Japanese to spend their money in savings. But the full predictable result was that the grandmas did the exact opposite. The grandmas clued into the fact that if Kuroda wanted what he wanted, they had reason to be afraid. And so grandma and grandpa sat on their money. It's now 10 years later. Draghi's going to leave his post in a few months. He'll lower rates even more towards 0% Kelvin, whatever the heck that is. Even if he knows that that's really a bad idea, and it is, because at this point it's all about his legacy. We had a leader in this country that's more concerned about his legacy. Same thing Bernanke and Yellen did. Clueless intellectuals who told themselves that they had a grip on this. They never came near. That's why they were elected. Because they were clueless. Wall Street does not want Fed heads who know. You see, the pivotal moment was when Bernanke said that they were running into uncharted territory. And then never looked back and began to pretend that he knew where he was. He didn't, and none of them since ever did. Come on, they got academic degrees. They're willing to sell their souls for money. So, there you are. Central banks are, let's say, handing them the powers that we have. Central banks are the worst thing we have ever allowed to happen. Thank you, Woodrow Wilson. All of this says something in the age of Pompeo and Bolton and Trump and the Clintons. Trump may take us into war with Iran or any other country from a long list, but central banks are set to destroy our societies and economies from within. Some of you who may have been listening to me for as long as the 24, 25 years I've been on the air. Back in 1998, I produced a 6-hour series called All the King's Men. And unfortunately, there was an issue with the recording. It did record the program. However, there were some anomalies in the recording. There was a problem with either the mixer or the recording equipment. We're not sure which. I still have the tapes of it. I could re-record it, which I've been wanting to do for years. It would cut to a 5-hour program because nearly one complete hour was spent comparing all the previous history we'd shared with our listeners with what had been going on during the Clinton administration. Oh, sure, we could go ahead and add the Trump administration or Bushy Boy or Bosco's 8-year administration. Bosco, only you old-timers will understand the meaning of that. It was like a chocolate milk drink. I'm not trying to offend anybody. Just trying to wake you up. But the fact of the purpose of the whole All the King's Men was the real story of the stock market collapse of 1929. how it came about, who brought it about, how it was manipulated. Oh, that great hero, Winston Churchill. Oh, he had some pretty intense involvement with it. We also went back and talked about the beginning of the Federal Reserve, how Woodrow Wilson got conned into it once again by some foreigners and some other people. Amazing. Wilson couldn't afford to combat it because they'd have taken him out like they did Lincoln. Kennedy tried to take it out, and they took him out like Lincoln. Of course, I never had any use for Lincoln. I knew his story from the get-go. It's real simple, people. Your central bank, nor the local branch you deal with, they don't serve your interests. How do you get rid of it? The nation has to start first. You honestly believe things are going to get better under Trump? They're not. And no, there's no one running against him that I would waste my vote for. I won't waste my vote on him either. I know some of you have a difficult time at it. Well, how can you make a difference if you don't vote? Because it's been proven. Doesn't matter who you vote for. It doesn't make a difference. I mean, I just look at our district representative who resides in D.C., who's allegedly represents this district that I live in. No, he represents special interests. Big money. Oh, he, on the surface, represents the illegals that come up from Mexico. His name is Raul Grijalva. He's a scumbucket. Replace him, you get somebody in there for 3 to 6 months, they'll do fine till they catch him messing around with a little boy or a little girl or a hooker, and they'll say, you're going to toe the mark or else. Don't wonder whether your banks are going to use, or the heads of the Fed are going to use the word patient, or raise or lower interest rates by 0.25 or 0.50. It's time to get rid of the Federal Reserve. There's nothing there that benefits us. It only benefits them. Now, of course, if you're a banker, well, you can figure it out. You can figure it out. Profound peace. By the way, the bond market is telling us that the S&P 500 should be 17% lower than it is today. According to Phoenix Capital, the final blow-off top just hit. They believe that next week will come the fireworks. Yeah. There's a lot going on. A lot going on. Another headline says silver is about to start a multi-year bull market. A breakout could signal the 8-year bear market in silver is ending. Is it true? Don't know. But it's certainly been moving its way up. Gold has certainly had one hell of a day today, folks. Is it ended yet? I don't know. 1394 as we talk. No, 1393.80. That's quite a day. Headline. U.S. stock market is like a drunken party. Stay for a while, but know when to leave. Think about these things. Roughly, silver up 31 cents on the day at $15.44 an ounce. Gold up $32 or so on the day at somewhere between $13.89 and $13.92. Oh, by the way, before we close, keep the number 602-799-8214. I have a few 1 ounce gold American Eagles left available. Once these are gone, it's going to be whatever the market will bear. I'm not going to give you a price on the air. If you're interested, you pick up the phone, you call, you be prepared. I've got maybe four pieces left. That's it. Believe me, it will be worth your while. I was looking at one of the major sites I go to. They're offering gold so stupid cheap right now for exactly 4 hours. 2.5 hours has already been used up. And it's pretty huge. They claim it's 61% less than normal retail. Well, that's an outright lie. I've already done the math. It's an absolute lie. But I'm not worried about it. I'll meet it. I'll beat it. We'll get you cared for. If you're looking for 1 ounce of gold, if you're not sure what you can do, we'll talk. We'll lay out a plan. We'll do it the right way. 602-799-8214 after I'm off the air. Now, once again, it is now just shy of 2 o'clock Central Time. No, it's just shy of 3 o'clock. I will be back in 3 hours. I'll be filling in for John Stadtmiller for the National Intel Report tonight. And hope you'll join us. And if you're not an evening listener, maybe it's worth it. Like I say, a good bit of what we've done this past hour, we will be repeating. But I'm sure we'll have more to add by then, because it's going to be an explosive day. The day on the surface comes to an end. For some of the markets, they'll be closing in a couple of hours. But this has been one insane week. So I hope you'll join us then. Hope you've gotten something out of this hour that has made you think. Yeah. Princess Julie, you may hand that piece of music over to Sam. We may find a way to plug that thing in for tonight's program, okay? If we can do that. And I will talk to you all when I talk to you all. We got about a minute left to just see what's going on here. I'm going to flip back over and take a look at some other headlines and see what's cooking. Don't care about that. Don't care about that. 1,000 earthquakes in 3 weeks. The Southern California seismic zone. Good. I hope it breaks off and goes out to the ocean and sinks. Sorry. What else we got going on? We don't care about that. This is, you know, for a website that has always been economically based, there's at least two websites. One is Zero Hedge, and the other is Jesse's Cafe, and then he called. They are now spending so much time with politics, I want to vomit. Take care of yourselves. Hopefully we'll see you again tonight, all right? If not, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
You're listening to Republic.